The Colorado Sun recently published a story, I think it was on April 18th, titled "The Politically Connected Owner of a Glenwood Springs Quarry Wants a Massive Expansion. Residents Are Preparing for a Fight." Jason Blevins, you spoke a lot about Rocky Mountain Resources, which is the owner of the quarry, connection to the Denver-based lobbying and legal firm Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. Could you talk about Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck and how the firm is connected to David Bernhardt?
Sure. Venerable law and lobbying firm in Denver. Been around for many, many years and very influential. Our new Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, a rifle native, he was a lobbyist for those guys, working largely for their oil and mining clients. I don't know if you kind of followed some New York Times and Washington Post scrutiny of Mr. Bernhardt, but they certainly raised ethical issues that maybe Mr. Bernhardt is not totally walking away from his old job and his lobbying connections with the oil, energy, and mining industries. There's some speculation that maybe he's still using those connections and sort of promoting policies that were pushed by his former lobbying client. One interesting report from the Washington Post, or I guess it was the New York Times and the Washington Post, that Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck saw a exponential increase in their lobbying revenue from oil and mining clients after David Bernhardt left the firm to join the Trump administration in 2017, which sort of indicates that those clients thought maybe they had good connection there in the Interior Department to help promote their own policies.
Now, is this firm representing the quarry?
From what I understand, they are. At recent meetings there in Glenwood with the Garfield County Board of Commissioners, the Rocky Mountain Resources attorney was an attorney with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck, which isn't that surprising, really. Rocky Mountain Resources is founded, and their chief executive is Chad Brownstein, and he's the son of Norm Brownstein, the chairman of the board for Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck.
You interviewed former state representative Greg Rippey, who's a longtime local resident. He says that it's a valid concern that this expansion plan could end up on David Bernhardt's desk. Can you talk about your conversation with Greg Rippey?
I figured he would have a good perspective on this story, someone who, one, has the sort of longevity in that valley, as well as, two, the recognition of the need for aggregate in the Western Slope. And he wasn't necessarily saying for sure this is going to end up on Bernhardt's desk. I sense a conspiracy here, as much as it just doesn't look good, right? If you are going to deploy an attorney from Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck, and a lobbyist from that firm, and your last name is Brownstein, and you're asking for a very big ask from the BLM, which is run by your former colleague, really, or your dad's former colleague, you know, it just doesn't look good. If you want to be, you know, completely transparent and above board, maybe you shouldn't use an attorney from your dad's firm or that used to employ the now Secretary of the Interior. He wasn't saying this is the way it's going to go. He just said, you know, I think it's worth watching. And that's basically what I elevated it as. It's like everybody should know that this is what it looks like from the outside. Obviously, I gave Rocky Mountain Resources chances to speak, but they declined.
The company says in its 2018 year-end statement that it has the assets to accomplish its plans to mine in Glenwood Springs and distribute it on the Front Range. Yet, according to what I read in your article, it lost $27.4 million in 2018.
The company reported that since its inception in 2014, it's lost $27.4 million. It is not liquid. They have in a very large debt, and the revenue is not big enough to service that debt.
Okay.
In many ways, they're a startup, sort of an investment and holding company more than they are maybe an operator. The, you know, opponents with the Citizens Alliance are curious if maybe this group is simply going through the permitting process and then will eventually sell once they get whatever expansion they are requesting, if they get any expansion. I quoted their independent auditors who seem to be backing away from the company, and they issued a statement, which they had to report to their investors, that Their auditors expressed substantial doubt as to their ability to continue due to their limited liquidity and their lack of revenues. You know, they're hoping that that quarry in Glenwood can help with that, but they need it to grow quite a bit to help offset some of their debt. They've never run a mine. You know, they're only a four-year-old company. They've never owned a quarry. They've never operated a quarry, you know, until they bought the Calex quarry there in Glenwood. So, you know, if you're asking the BLM to approve a, you know, a 20-year, very aggressive mining plan, I think there's valid concern when the Business Alliance look at whether or not this company is capable of operating a mine when they've never actually done one before.
Well, Jason Blevins, reporter for the Colorado Sun, thanks very much for your work and thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, Amy. That was fun.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.